we, I think, stand to benefit from understanding if we are able to look at the world bringing in multiple dimensions, another one being a spiritual dimension. And for that, we got to talk to the people who are in the know. So joining us right now, she is a Rebbetzin. You've heard her here on High FM. In fact, she had a show earlier on today. And her name is Adel Kozulski. Hello, Adel.
Hello, you're making me work very hard.
Why? Oh, twice in one day. All right, Adel, last week, the United Nations published this list of Israeli companies that one should know about. They're not saying that you shouldn't do business with them, but these are them. Okay.
Right.
1933, the Nazi Party did very, very much a similar thing. How do we understand this from a spiritual perspective? Is there a way to understand it, or is it just all, you know, we have to do something and God knows what?
Well, as you know, you always should be looking at things through a spiritual perspective, because everything that happens to us for a reason. Everything that we hear and that we say and that we see comes to us because there's a message for us. So overall, just in looking at anti-Semitism has reared its head many, many, many times in Jewish history. This is not the first time. I hopefully can say maybe it will be one of the last. But it comes as a reminder on two aspects. One is that we should take heed of it and understand that anti-Semitism will only arise if God wills it to. And it's there to remind the Jews that we are Jews, that we are to be a light unto the nation, and that if we're not behaving in that manner, God is going to remind us. That's the not nice side of anti-Semitism. And I think it's a message that has come so many, many, many times. You know, if you're comparing 1933, we were very emancipated into the German society. We were German first before we were Jewish.
So, Ich bin ein Berliner, right?
You hear me?
Ich bin ein Berliner. Wasn't that...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We were German before we were Jews, and we thought we had everything under control because we knew the who and the what. Of German society. But unfortunately, we saw the result that it didn't matter. You could have one grandmother on one side and you went to the gas chambers along with everything and everybody else. So anti-Semitism is a spiritual wake-up call for us to return to our Father in heaven, to understand that we're here for a purpose. We're here to serve God. We're here to be a light unto the nations, and we need to be proud of our Judaism. So that's primarily the call. You know, that the United Nations has done this. So there are certain elements in the world that are acting against us, and they will see their recompense. Like, good is going to prevail over evil. And certainly we need to speak out against it. We need to fight it. We need to, be verbal about what the United Nations is doing. But by and large, the quicker we learn to be Jewish, be proud of it, keep Torah, do another mitzvah, stand up tall, the quicker this anti-Semitism will go away.
Adel, isn't there something about every nation coming against Israel?
There is. We are living in the end of days, and we are going to see an escalation in negativity, and primarily I'm waiting actually for the news to go and say that Israel was behind the coronavirus and it's our fault. I'm sure it's going to pop up at some point in time. But all the nations can choose to go against us or choose to be with us. And what you're seeing right now in the world is this divide happening quite obviously.
Like polarization. Exactly.
Yep. Polarization. So we're seeing it across the world. There is the divide of between choosing between good and evil is becoming more and more apparent. You cannot sit on the fence. So either you're going to join us or be against us. So the prophecies of Gog and Magog do talk about the nations coming against us, about them surrounding us, you know, from all aspects. And nevertheless, we have the promise that we will prevail. And that's why I'm saying anti-Semitism is a call on the Jewish people to prevail, to stand tall, be proud, know that we are connected to God, and that we have a promise.
Adel, I'm going to challenge you on this, because many people are connected to God, and you don't have to be a Jew to be connected to God.
Correct.
Surely, correct. It's more important for us to be just, and for us to be moral, and for us to be upright, and for us to represent truth.
You're right. And both Jew and Gentile is commanded in the Torah to do just that. We Jews have 613 mitzvahs, commandments that get us connected to God and teaches us to live a just and moral and ethical life. And the Gentile have the seven mitzvahs of Noah. And they too are commanded to be like that. So this, you know, you're asking about anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism for me is a call for the Jew to stand up and be moral and just and ethical. But as an overall thing, this is the war we are in now, the war between good and evil. Are you going to be just and moral in your life, or are you going to choose another way? And you can see it very, very clearly. Let's just look at American politics. You've got a president, everybody thinks he's crazy, but he's pretty moral and just in that he does the right thing and he has the moral guts to do it. And then you have a Democratic Party that just sits and it's just full of lies and just trying to bring him down. And you will see at the end that the negative side doesn't have any substantiation and will fall. So it's a call for the whole world to be moral and just and integrous. Anti-Semitism is a particular call for the Jew.
Thank you very, very much. Adel, have a wonderful week, and we'll catch up with
you
on Monday.